Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. In a wide-ranging conversation with Network 18 Editor-in-Chief Rahul Joshi, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman made it clear that India will continue purchasing Russian oil, stressing that such decisions will be guided solely by national interest. She also assured exporters hit by Trump's tariffs that the government will soon roll out a package to support them and won't leave them high and dry. Sitharaman emphasized that the government is looking at every aspect of reforms and asserted that the government will meet its fiscal deficit and capital expenditure targets for FY26. On GST reform, she highlighted that 99% of all goods and services under GST are now either 0%, 5% or 18%, and only 1% is being taxed as sin goods. For a quick perspective on how the FM sketched out the Modi government's Atmanirbhar doctrine, read Gaurav Chowdhury's take on our website. From fiscal policy to policing trading, Indian regulators have probed at least 10 large high-frequency traders, HFT, apart from Jane Street, for alleged manipulative strategies in India's derivatives market, reports Pavan Burugula. The investigation centered on futures and options trading in the options segment, particularly in Nifty options. For the tobacco industry, more tax changes are expected. With the compensation cess on tobacco products set to expire, the centre is considering imposing an additional levy to maintain the current tax incidence. The exact nature of the levy is yet to be decided, officials told Priyansh Verma, as the current tax incidence for most tobacco products ranges between 52% and 88%. The GST Council's move to exempt life and health insurance policies from GST has prompted insurers to reassess the financial and operational implications, particularly regarding input tax credit treatment. The key concern is how companies can avail the benefit of input tax credit under the revised GST framework, report Malvika Sundaresan and Hamsini Karthik. Meanwhile, Preeti Kulkarni writes that policyholders might gain from the GST exemption on insurance despite possible base premium hikes in the future. Food delivery firms Swiggy and Zomato may offset the impact on their margins due to new GST rules that make them liable for taxes on local delivery services routed through their platforms by passing the additional cost onto consumers, reports Aryaman Gupta. At the same time, Flipkart and Amazon are timing their Big Billion Days and Great Indian Festival sales for September 23rd, just after GST cuts take effect. The move is expected to boost festive spending, particularly in high-value categories. Freshworks founder Girish Mathrubootham spoke to Money Control today, reflecting on his journey after announcing that he would step down as executive chairman from December 1st. In an interview with Bhavya Dilip Kumar and Chandra R. Srikanth, Mathrubootham said he will continue to watch Freshworks grow as a shareholder after nearly 15 years at the helm of the company he built from a modest Chennai startup to a NASDAQ-listed SaaS company. And finally, Mariam Faruqi reports that the GST cuts are expected to spark an advertisement boom, with brands estimated to increase advertising spends by around 10% in categories such as FMCG and auto. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.